today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about Lady Fatima. Today, Thursday, is the 5th of Jamadi Uthani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of Chapter Al-Insan, verses 8 to 9.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا.
And they give food in spite of love for it to the needy, the orphan and the captive.
إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا.
Saying, we feed you only for the countenance of Allah. We wish not from you reward or gratitude.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
We understand from the verse that one of the best acts is feeding the poor and the needy, not only those of Muslims, but also the poor and the needy from other territories and even pagans are included as a matter of Islamic routine. It is so important that feeding them is considered one of the prominent good deeds of the righteous. And the occasion of the revelation of this verse refers to the famous story of sacrifice of Imam Ali, Lady Fatima, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them all, that they gave their own for 3 consecutive days to the poor, needy and captive.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha.
Again, in this episode of today's special, we want to learn more about the Lady of the Worlds, Lady Fatima, alayha salam. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, emphasized the exalted spiritual station of Lady Fatima on numerous occasions. Prophet Muhammad said, O Fatima, aren't you pleased to be the Lady of the Worlds, the Lady of this nation, and the Lady of the Faithful? Lady Fatima is also known by another beautiful name, such as Az-Zahra. This name refers to the blooming glow of Lady Fatima's countenance. Her sincerity and devotion to God was manifest for all to see.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyya. So we have seen that the story of Fadak actually has been given and taken back from the Prophet family. And we have seen lots of debates and controversial issues that happened among different scholars, or let's say in different debates about the lady Zahra Salamullah alayha, that why her grave is still hidden and what was the reason of her night burial, and why no one has any idea about where her grave is, and too many questions that actually have been asked from different imams in the course of history, and they reply them back in order to know about the realities of that period of time in the dawn of the Islam. So we see that from that time till today, these majalis and assemblies of mourning over the lady Zahra Salamullah Ali has been established by different groups and communities of Shias and the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. Till today that these sort of majalis are being held in the highest level, even at the house of the leader of the Islamic community, the leader of the Islamic Ummah. So in case there was no such, let's say, programs and mournings, this important issue was at the risk or the danger of being forgotten or being ignored, because there was a violated right, and this and all should know about the importance of this right. So what is important for us to know is that establishment and holding such programs, such mourning assemblies for the martyrdom of this great lady of Islam is very important, and are known example of bowing to divine rights and sha'ar, which is according to Al-Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates the piety of the heart. And Allah says that, and whoever magnifies the rituals of God, may yu'adhim sha'ar Allah, they are from the piety of the hearts. So it means inna man taqbal qulub. And this tells us about the piety of the heart of those who magnify the rituals of God. So performing the rituals of Fatimiyya is the same as the performing the rituals of the right of the rest of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. The same arguments that we have for the performing Imam Hussein's mourning and majalis and actually programs. So we also have this sort of Fatimiyya or Fatimiyya programs and mourning assemblies.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Asceticism is one of the characteristics of Lady Fatima. Fatima led an ascetical life and lived in satisfaction away from the worldly pleasures, like her father, the Prophet, and her husband, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, who had divorced this world and been abstinent from its pleasures. Once the Prophet saw his daughter Fatima in a ragged garment while miling with her hand and suckling her child, his eyes shed tears and he said, "O my daughter, bear the bitterness of this life for the sake of the sweetness of the afterlife." She declared her satisfaction by saying, "Praise be to Allah for his favors and thanks to him for his blessings." Fatima lived a very simple life with no pleasures or any kind of luxury. In her conduct, she showed the real picture of Islam and gave Muslim women lessons of satisfaction with what Allah had determined for men. Fatima abstained from all desires of life in food, clothes, and others, and she turned sincerely to Allah and preferred pleasing him to everything else.
Ya Fatima al-Zahra, ya bint Muhammad, ya qurrata ayn al-Rasul, ya Sayyidatana. استشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا
يا وجية عند الله اشفعي لنا.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, which you are listening. Fatima, the axis of the Imams. The Almighty Allah gave the glad tidings to Fatima that 11 Imams will emerge from her offspring. Thus, she was called the mother of the Imams and the mother of the blossoms of Islam, and the mother of the light of the Imams. It is therefore narrated from the Messenger of Allah, I am the tree, and Fatima is its fruit-bearing, and Ali is its pollen, and Hassan and Hussein are its fruits. Similarly, when Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, delivered her eloquent sermon in the Masjid al-Nabi, Imam Ali addressed her with the title of, O, the remaining of the prophethood. Most importantly, the Lady Fatima was the bearer and the depositary of the divine secret, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, inshallah.
Rasulullah found comfort in his seven-year-old daughter. That's why he says, Fatima Ummu Abiha. When the Prophet had no support, she was his backbone. My dear brothers and sisters, there's a statement by Hassan al-Basri. Hassan al-Basri is not a Shia. He's one of the tabi'een, one of the second generation Muslims. And in the Sunni world, Hassan al-Basri is seen as a spiritual icon, a spiritual guru. He has a comment about the ibadah of Lady Fatima. What does he say? He says, بِأَنَّ بِنْتَ النَّبِيِّ. He says, the daughter of the Prophet. بِأَنَّ بِنْتَ النَّبِيِّ عَبَدَتِ اللَّهِ ووقفت في محراب العبادة حتى تورمت قدماها. Hassan al-Basri, who himself is considered a spiritual master in the Sunni world, he says, indeed, the daughter of the Prophet excelled in worship to such an extent that she would stand in her mihrab, whispering and worshiping Allah until her feet would become swollen.
Do Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special about Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Wa ba'liha wa baniha. بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.